BaldwinMcCullough.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio, talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights to go, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yep, it's us live from New York. Thank you for being here. I'm Kevin McCullough.
And I'm Steve B.
Please pardon Steven. He's like down under the desk looking for stuff and can't find it. Can't seem to find it. Did I hide your cookies again?
No, you told me I had a... They
didn't tell me they got Hawaiian pizza.
Hello. And you're so smart.
I just had the plain pepperoni.
Smarty pants.
You know who bought the pizza tonight?
And I'm over here picking ham and
you know who bought
pineapple
the pizza
out of my teeth. No, who?
Mr. Quinones. For the whole team.
We love Mr. Quinones.
Let's give it up. Yeah. And do you know who bought it last week?
Cut to his camera. Okay. Cut to his camera. Give the guy.
If you're
throw the door open.
If you're listening on the radio,
that's great.
Yeah, this won't make sense to you, but that's Ivan. If you're watching by way of the chat room on the website, BaldwinMcCullough.com. But do you know who bought it last week and all of last year?
Let me take a wild guess.
You know who's never bought one slice of pizza the whole time he's been coming to do the show?
Now, Jackie.
We're moving on.
Jackie, show to the camera now the fabulous beverage. Can you hold it on camera there? Wrong one.
Yep, there we go.
There's Jackie's.
Is that the black tea?
That's the sweetened black tea
sweetened
from Starbucks.
Black tea. All right. Okay. What do you
Which
want?
One of those costs about as much as a pizza. Just kidding. Just kidding, Jack. You're fabulous. You work hard.
Yes, she does.
And you put up with.
And so does Ivan. And Alex.
You're a big bully.
And me. Whose name isn't on that list? I'm wondering.
You want a bite?
No.
It's good.
Yeah, but you ate off of it.
So bite the side.
He's eating the... I'll get some in the next break.
Oh, okay.
If there's any left. If Massapequa hasn't consumed it all.
Uh-huh.
Greater Massapequa.
It's really good.
I'm sure it is.
Better than I thought.
My pepperoni was superior.
It was oozing with grace.
It was.
Yeah.
Which is the way pepperoni is supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Go right into the arteries, slow everything down.
888-23...
888-340-3373.
I'm
going to
mess it up.
Yeah. Let's real quickly. By the way, first hour, we can see if we can peek in on this for a second. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is going on. And by going on, I mean it's on. But I don't know if they've got it going on. Because the president was just on. And to be really honest with you, it was kind of lame. But let's see if we can just peek in on what he's saying here. This is the president live right now in D.C.
That's pretty rough.
Uh-huh. Like your
but
presidency.
Because my stepfather always told me it's a boy-dog world out there.
That's the second dog-eating joke tonight. Because in case you're like
now,
Steven and you didn't know, the Mr. Obama
a
ate dog as a kid. As a kid.
Let me just say something to all my... conspiracy-oriented friends.
Conspiracy?
On the right, who think I'm planning to unleash some secret agenda.
That's a new word, conspiracy.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, okay. Good. At least he's admitting
it. Allow me to close with a quick preview of the secret agenda you can expect in a second Obama administration. In my first term, I sang Al Green. In my second term, I'm going with Young Jeezy. Michelle said, yeah. I sing that to her sometime. In my first term, we ended the war in Iraq. In my second term, I will win the war on Christmas. In my first term, we repealed the policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. In my second term, we will replace it with a policy known as It's Raining Men.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm pulling out. I can't take any more. It's just...
How do you spell Jeezy?
J-double-E-Z-Y. Did I get that right? Yeah. Our resident hip-hop expert is confirming. So anyway, was it just me or was that not funny?
No, it wasn't funny.
You didn't seem to be laughing.
No, this guy makes me ill.
Half of the people in the room didn't seem to be laughing.
The guy makes me ill.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me.
Well, you're the one who asked if we could pull it up.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Steven was like calling me today. Hey, can we play some of the White House Correspondents Dinner? Actually, he wasn't using the Alec voice.
So let me just read from a Young Jeezy lyric right now.
Are we able to? Please censor whatever you think may need to be censored.
I'll just go. It's Young Jeezy featuring Lil Wayne, and the song is called.
I'm sure that's a good combination.
Ballin' is the name of the song.
Okay.
Which is in that world, in the hip hop world, that's considered.
It's not hoops, right?
No.
They're playing playground.
Ballin' would be how you're rolling and how you're successful and you have a lot of money and how you could buy whatever you want and do whatever you want.
It's like an NBA version of
right. It's when you're playground. When you're a baller, that's what that means.
I thought that was like
so in the second verse, it says, you think you're ballin' because you got a block. He think he ballin' because he got a block. You know these, referring to women as women of the night. You know these H-O blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Love to see me ball. You know these H-O
right.
Came to see me ball. So,
besides being a masterful use of the English language and grammar,
right?
This,
but for comedic reasons, once again, the leader of the free world makes a joke about someone who clearly is speaking negatively about women,
right? But isn't it odd that he stands there and says? Like, okay, so because critics will say, Stephen, back to you, well, he wasn't being serious about Young Jeezy. He was joking because he's saying Al Green, who's a gospel artist.
Right.
And so he says, jokingly, I'm going to sing. But then the problem with that, and for those of you that were just listening, you heard this happen. The problem with that is he stops and goes, yeah, Michelle likes that, yeah. And he looks over at her, and she's like just shaking her head like slowly left to right. So, obviously, there's something about Jeezy that is a connection between he and the Mrs. and maybe the girls listen to him. I don't know what it is. But there was something. It wasn't just like a joke and then they moved on. It was like a joke and then he went ad-lib for a second. And I think his speechwriter's probably going, oh, no.
I don't know.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. But I think if he's got something to read from, which is what he's doing.
Right.
There could have been other choices he made that would have been as funny as Jeezy, but as the president, maybe you wouldn't quote some guy. And if you don't want me to read the next verse.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it uses the worst kinds of profanity.
Well, okay. So, and this is who the president said he would sing.
Yeah, so it's, okay. You know what, dude? That's not funny.
Yeah, out he
of,
wasn't funny.
Out of his mouth comes his heart. So
888-340-3373. Is Stephen a little too tweaked up about this?
I'm just saying.
Does Stephen have no sense of humor? Or do you consider this to be a problem as well? 888-340-3373. Because some people will say, he's just joking. Baldwin, you're so tightly wound about this stuff. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what some people would say.
Right. But for me, it's just not funny that the president pretends to care. See, that's what bothers me. Is he's a better actor than Ronald Reagan.
A lot of people would say that wasn't hard to do.
Well, okay. But what bothers me is
from when they were acting.
This guy is actually already once before convinced enough people that he really cares.
And that's what we're talking about tonight. Does someone who really cares but is really cool?
Right.
Is that a better president than someone who's kind of stiff and doesn't really relate to people that well, but has solutions for things?
Right.
canon uncool, but solution-oriented candidate win the presidency. 888-340-3373. Let's quickly go to line two, Annie in the Bronx. Annie, are you there?
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
Doing well. Appreciate you being here.
You know, I was pretty straight before. I was, you know, listening to what you guys played, and it just blew my mind. Raining Men.
Okay, Annie, you know what? I want you to have time to make that point, so stay with us. We're going to take this break. Be right back. Baldwin McCullough Live, online at baldwinmccullough.com, 888-340-3373.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
Well, what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.55.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.18, $8.48.59 for a half ounce, or $4.24.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.18, $8.48.59, and $4.24.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Glad you're with us. The White House Correspondents' Dinner underway, and Mr. Kimmel getting some good ones across.
Oh, yeah.
On the president's part. You know, this dinner used to always be a roast to the president. And usually they got kind of make fun of themselves.
Right.
Like Bush always would crack on himself.
Right.
And it was hilarious. And then the comedian hired for the night would do that as well. President Obama doesn't really do that very much.
Yeah.
He like made two, maybe three jokes in his whole thing
he
tonight about himself. Well, and they showed a close-up of President Obama's face when Kimmel said something like, "Hey, Mr. President, remember when the whole country rallied around you in hopes of a better tomorrow? That was hilarious." And the whole room laughed. And it shows the president. He's like,
"No, he was
right now there.
He was grinning through clenched teeth. He wasn't laughing.
He. 888-340-3373. Annie from the Bronx. We were speaking with you. You have concerns about Mr. Obama, even in what you heard from the dinner tonight when we opened his mic up.
Well, I don't understand what's wrong with everybody. I mean, I find him to be one of the driest people ever. When I think of, say, like George W. Bush, which there was a natural warmth and just a humor, it was effortless. This guy is so corny. And going to Stephen's point, he's a professional comedian. I agree that the reason why Obama is so dry is because it is from his soul. And one of the things that are very important for a joke to be funny is timing, and there has to be some sort of fundamental truth to it. And he doesn't, like, have that. But I did want to say one thing very quick. I think we can have somebody that doesn't represent all this coolness. He doesn't. It's all about people losing their fear. Obama's cool, but his mic was hot. It was very hot. When he's like a serpentine, he slithered over like to the Russian president. I'm very upset, sorry, and betrayed us, claiming that after the elections, after he would have more flexibility concerning our nuclear safety. How was that cool? I thought transparency was cool. Not arrogance.
But Annie, here's my point all night, because you and Stephen, I agree with both of you, you're saying the same thing, but here's my point. American elections don't fundamentally get turned on those issues.
You're right.
We have loads and loads and loads of people that are going to go to just African-American churches, just that one community, over the course of the next 5 months, and they're going to sign up voters. And they're gonna laugh at Whitey, and they're gonna say, you know, that we're gonna try to keep Republicans and all the racists that are, you know, conservative and all this stuff, we're gonna keep them in check and blah blah blah. And nobody's gonna talk about the economy. No one's gonna talk about the moral climate of what's involved in abortion or protecting the family or even national security. No one's gonna talk about that stuff. They're gonna use invective, and they're gonna be very, very shallow in their response to what should be the most important decision a nation makes, who we are going to hire to run the place for us.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And this is why this is why transparency is so important. We've got to break down this myth. There is a Michelle Obama and a Barack Obama myth. I hate to say this, but one more slam on Ann Romney, then we should just do a split screen and show Michelle Obama doing the most incorrect push-ups. I could do those on my fingertips, first of all. They're like not even legit.
I don't even know what you're talking about now. I've never seen her do a push-up.
And I'm saying we have to get, it's unfortunate, but we're going to have to also remind people that Barack Obama, see, there was a lot of adolescent hope that if he were president, finally they would have somebody that could really understand the Christmas they went through here in this country. He's not one of those. He's not one of those. He wasn't raised here. He didn't come here, so his formative self was already who he is. And by the way, we've just got to, what's wrong with talking about his mom? His mom was white. So he's not even 100%, you know, African-American black that could really understand their despair.
Well, and he has absolutely no connection to black suffrage in America at all, because his father was never, I mean, his father was a Kenyan native. So he didn't grow up a descendant of slaves or a descendant of family, you know, that traced their root through that way. in any way. So he doesn't have any relatable experiences, if you will, that the domestic community of African Americans in America deal with on a regular basis. Andy, appreciate the call. Thank you. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We've asked one simple question tonight. Is it possible for an uncool president to get elected? Is it possible for an uncool president to get elected? 888-340-3373. Because everything, Stephen, this last week that the president was doing was all about being that cool guy. Even slow jamming the news, as he did with, you know, Jimmy Fallon.
Show. He's a best-selling author, and yet somehow he still manages to
discreet calls across the aisle. He said, hey, let's get together on this one. We got an affordable Stafford loan working a student term. The Pell Grant is a beautiful thing, but with college getting more expensive, is it enough by itself to satisfy all your collegiate needs? A Pell! No.
All right, so that's and I don't know, did everybody in the room hear the slow jam that the president did? Because they ended with a slam against Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm like, okay, how does that fit anything?
Well, it's...
Unless it's just a hatred for Christians. Mm-hmm. It says Alex from the cheap seats. But anyway, it was an interesting thing. So the question is very simple. And, friends, there's four phone lines open. Can an uncool president be elected? 888-340-3373. I will guarantee you that the students on campus, on college campuses, are going to make this all about student loans and contraception. I want my free birth control, and I want my college for free. I don't have to pay for anything. I'm tired of having to pay for stuff. Everybody else gets it for free. Why can't I get it for free? Somebody asked me last week when I said this in another setting, but I didn't get a loan. I had a very small scholarship for the first 2 years, but I didn't get a loan for college. And I worked and paid my way through and paid it off in 5 years. I had a little bit to go when I got done, but I had that all taken care of in the next year. Like, when did we stop teaching our kids that you gotta pay for what you get out of stuff? 888-340-3373. Taking this break, coming right back. But can an uncool, and Jackie wants to know, when was the last time an uncool president was elected? I don't know. When was the last time?
Excellent question.
Reagan,
Jackie,
was an actor. He was a handsome guy too. Bush was a war hero. Clinton was a hot cat. W. Bush, maybe he was an uncool president, but now ultra-cool president has been in for 3 years, and what did we get for it? Can an uncool president be elected? 888-340-3373. What is your opinion? Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough want to know now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. Jimmy Kimmel is still at it at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And he will be for a little while.
He's still at it.
888-340-3373. But the question that we've asked you, and I'm honestly surprised that we haven't had more response to this, is that it's very clear that this election is going to come down to a pretty tight race.
Yeah.
It's a pretty evenly divided country, partisan-wise.
Well, people are scared, Kevin, but go ahead.
And so you've got hardcore partisans on the left that are going to try to rally their base, and you've got people that are crying for change and saying, we got to go in a different direction, trying to rally people that aren't part of that base. And then there's going to be some people in the middle that haven't quite figured out what they believe about everything. And they're going to be the ones that kind of end up deciding it, because it's going to be about 30% in each camp, and then that middle 30 is going to vote one way or the other. And the way that I feel like the administration is trying to win this election is by appealing to that 30% that are in the middle and say, we're cool, those guys aren't cool. Let me give you an example of something that happened this week. President Obama went, they have a list of the donors to the Romney campaign, because all political contributions are transparent, as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to look up and see who's giving money to which campaign. The issue of what happened here was that people that gave large sums of money to the Romney campaign were then outed publicly by the Obama, by Team Obama.
Right.
And they were shamed. They were said, oh, these are people that are against progress for America. And they delved into some of their histories and found out a couple of them had, you know, had minor violations at some point. So they mm-hmm. were revealing criminal histories, and they were making all this stuff public
mm-hmm.
about the people that had given money. And then they're saying, well, you know, look at who Romney's getting his money from. That's the degree to which this current administration is willing to dig in and try to. Like, because the goal there is to intimidate people not to give the other side money.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if you give him money, we're going to do this to you, too. So that was just one thing. Then this other incident occurred where you had Marco Rubio is taking a larger scene on the campaign trail for the Romney campaign. And he did two things important last week. He went to some think tank in D.C. gave a speech on foreign policy, which was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
But this other thing that he has been working on is an alternative, a more constitutionally based alternative to a solution for the illegal immigration issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to figure out, he's not trying to solve the whole thing, but he's trying to say, what about kids who were born here of illegal parents, but they themselves, because they were born here, are American citizens? What can we do to help these families? And he's reached out to a bunch of groups that had worked with Obama in the past. Okay, so he's calling them up. He's saying, hey, I'm trying to come up with a solution that people actually vote for and that we can actually make something happen on. And he's getting a great reception from people that are both supportive of the president and people that aren't. And they're saying, hey, at least someone's trying to do something about this. Just within hours of him contacting each of those people, Team Obama sent a couple of people to go pay visits or to make phone calls into, saying, well, you know, you can't really trust Rubio because, you know, his plan's not going to fix anything, and you just can't trust him because he's a Republican and all the rest of this stuff, mm-hmm. to which some of the groups were quite offended. So it is this kind of visual image of you want to – they kind of create this world around them saying, if you don't get to appear to be cool – we're not going to let you be on our team. And the only way you get to be on our team is by doing what we want. Like, coolness is all saturated through their strategy
yes.
to win.
I love what you just said. If you don't even appear to be cool.
Yeah.
But go ahead. That's great.
Well, that's what they want. I mean, right. And they want that for the president. And here's my point. You're going to have folks that walk into the voting booth that are going to pull some sort of lever that will not have done any research on what they're voting on. They won't be able to tell you the difference in the Romney economic plan and the Obama economic plan. They won't have read them.
Right.
They won't be able to tell you why they're for or against Obamacare. And you know how I know this? Howard Stern sent a reporter into Harlem, New York, during the election in 2008.
Right.
And he said, just go interview everybody that's on the street that you see. So they walked up one end of Harlem to the other, and they made Obama synonymous with all of McCain's positions.
Right.
So now Obama was pro-life, and he was pro more intervention in military issues, and he was pro-tax cuts and all these things. And they're asking these, did you know that President Obama is in favor of this? And the person on the street going, yeah, man, he's the cool guy. I'm voting for him. And they're like, even though he's pro-life. Yeah, 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 pro-life, that's what I am. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
It was really... So that's what we're up against.
Consider the coffee bean. Ever since the dawn of mankind, never has there been a more...
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us. And for any stations up and down the line that may have been, if we were a few seconds off, we apologize for that. We normally have another piece in the system that wasn't there tonight, and so
no, it's all my fault.
It's no, it's my fault.
It's about time you messed up.
We don't let you near the buttons for a reason,
and it's heartbreaking.
I know. We'll see how bad we do when I'm in charge.
But
imagine if we left you to be.
Here's what's really dumb of you.
What's that?
Like, if you croak, God forbid.
Ivan will see to it that you're okay.
What if he croaks too? Then what happens?
Well, then you're just... you are up a long river without a paddle. That's all I got to say.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for what you guys have done thus far. But we wanted to remind you that every 2 seconds... a child in the world becomes an orphan. How many parents are in this room tonight? One, two, three, four. Is Anthony? Five. We've got five just amongst the people that are here. But imagine if your kids didn't have you all of a sudden. And every 2 seconds, that's becoming the reality for a child somewhere on the planet. 44,000 children become orphaned every day.
How many?
44,000. Jackie, look up, Google this for me. What's a modern day town in America that has a population of roughly 44,000 people? Because I'd like, where, okay, what's that town's called? Which one? Clinton, Connecticut. Okay, just imagine Clinton, Connecticut, just tomorrow, just appearing, and it's all orphaned kids.
And how cool is Jackie that she didn't even have to Google it?
Yeah, that is true.
Jackie's better than Google.
But on a serious note, 44,000 kids a day. 44,000 kids a day. Every 90 seconds. Now, this is the one that breaks my heart. An orphan dies.
That's
from starvation and
cool.
Preventable malnutrition.
Not cool.
Every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation or preventable malnutrition. So here's what Stephen and Kevin and another radio host named Danny Johnson and some other media members are going to start joining together on. In fact, we've got a big announcement coming up Monday that's going to all the media across the country. But there's this effort that we're being part of, 2012 in 2012. It's basically 2012 orphans that we're trying to feed in 2012. Now, Stephen, if we do the math and 44,000 are becoming orphaned every day, this is a drop in the bucket.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not. But there's this thing. Do you try to solve the entire problem or do you do what you can do?
Right. Exactly. And I think that this campaign, I'm not sure if it was you directly or Food for Orphans. I believe it was you came up with the 2012.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Well,
it's a wonderful idea to market an issue that is and a topic and a subject that is completely overlooked every day by millions of Americans. And the other thing, the lovely my missus and I were. I was showing her the press release because, as you know, we've been on a trip with Food for Orphans.
Right. You guys went to the Dominican Republic.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know,
and you actually held AIDS babies at
yes.
One stop.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, you can't rank, you know, how bad all this stuff is. But one of the things on that trip that and I'm pretty crazy. You know, it takes a lot to, you know, to shock me.
Right.
We literally showed up at an orphanage, and there was no food. I mean, it was one of these places that Food for Orphans, you know, had contacts in the Dominican Republic, and we're going to go there. And it wasn't even necessarily a place that absolutely was supported by Food for Orphans, because these things, you know, get doled out.
Well, they're
out.
Constantly making new relationships.
Exactly.
So there's
because,
new orphans.
So
that
we get to this one place.
Yeah.
And it's not like they knew we were coming, and so, like, let's play some game and hide the food. They had no food. We literally, the busload of people that were on the trip, there was about 12 of us, had to, like, go to a supermarket and get stuff for these kids that had nothing to eat. I mean,
yeah.
And I looked at our buddy that's...
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry Van Dyke.
He was the head of Food for Orphans, and I'm like, this is a joke. You're kidding me right now. And he looked at me with, you know, incredible sadness in his eyes and just said, no, bro, this isn't some game. Like if we leave here and don't do something, they have nothing to eat today. So
yeah.
it was just nuts.
60 million orphans on the planet right now. That's more than New York City, the entire metro area of New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles triple.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than those three cities combined. In triplicate.
And with our program, because I know that people can go to the website and you'll get to that, but how much does it, with our,
it's 92,
a day, what is it a day?
25 cents per meal.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
25 cents a meal.
So one kid can get three meals a day for 75 cents.
All the food for that day, because most kids in the third world don't eat multiple times a day.
Right.
If they get to eat it all, they eat one time a day.
Right.
So one wholesome meal of a big serving of rice, chicken, beans, and 17 vitamins. Food for Orphans went to food scientists and they said, here's the places where most of our orphans live. Here's the conditions. What do we need to put in the recipe? And they actually sent field teams out and they did studies and they said, oh, well, orphans are deficient in these 17 vitamins. So they actually infuse the recipe with those vitamins. I'll tell you how you can be part of it, but we're asking you to help us with this, 2012 and 2012, when we continue.
Finally, on radio,
Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have. Why live under the burden of death? Look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
You poured your entire life into that home. Shouldn't it be able to last you a lifetime? Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. And if you feel that way, and you're over 62, and your home is still your primary residence, I want you to get the public service free fax from SeniorClarity.com. 1-800-973-1140. 800-973-1140. Because the investment you've made in your home should last a lifetime. SeniorClarity.com. 800-973-1140. Senior Clarity. Reverse mortgage education.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
PairsProject.com.
So if you missed any of tonight's show on Baldwin McCullough Live, the podcast of it will be up all week long at BaldwinMcCullough.com. And you can also subscribe to the podcasts on iTunes every single week. You can get them for free. They're absolutely free. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We were talking about 2012 and 2012 just before we left.
What's the website, Kevo?
2012in2012.info.
.info.
.info. 2012in2012.info. And what we started to say was that for this first part of the campaign here from April and May. There's a foundation out of Texas called King's Ransom Foundation that has agreed to match every gift given, no matter how big or small that gift is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can feed all 2012 kids, they will feed an additional 2012 kids. Now, remember, the premise of all of this is every 2 seconds a child becomes an orphan and every 90 seconds another one dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Preventable malnutrition. In other words, we don't have to let the malnutrition happen. And, friend, Stephen and I have been coming your way, what, 3 years now? And we have a lot of fun. We laugh. We cut up. We do all sorts of things every single weekend. We seldom ever ask you to do anything by way of certainly not giving to us or anything like that. But, friends, this has become an obsessive passion for us. We want these kids to know what it is to have a healthy meal in their stomach. And one bowl of food that has rice, chicken, vegetables, beans, soybean protein, and an additional 17 vitamins and nutrients that have been designed by food scientists to help meet the needs of orphan children that have been severely malnourished. That serving of food can be given to that child for 25 cents. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, please go to 2012in2012.info and be as generous as you can through that website right now. Because when you do, every child you feed, and it costs $92 to feed one kid for an entire year. I can't feed Stephen one half day on $92. The Starbucks and the Twinkies alone just put me over that amount.
Chocodiles.
The Chocodiles.
That's a Twinkie dipped in chocolate.
You see my dilemma.
Yeah.
So can we do this? Can we do $92? Here's what the McCullough family decided to do. We're gonna do away with the extra date night each month. We're not gonna spend money on the babysitter and going to dinner and everything else. We're gonna take one child a month for the whole year, which means over the next 12 months we're gonna try to feed 12 kids for that entire year. Friends, you don't have to do that much. Could you do one child at $92? One child at $92, or half of that? 46 or whatever it is. Whatever you can do, it's going to be matched by the King's Ransom Foundation. So please be as generous as you can. And if you would like to call your gift in, 888-340-3373. Push 2 when you call. 888-340-3373.
I'm going to be doing something very similar, but I'm going to announce it later, similar to